A word for you from Acts chapter 11 verses 22 through 26. Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was, for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Barnabas, whose name means son of encouragement, went to a city named Antioch. Now, Antioch was an incredibly wicked and sinful, sick city. What happened there was some evangelists from Cyprus and Cyrene went and preached Jesus Christ as Lord, and many got saved. The church sent Barnabas to go and investigate. When Barnabas got there, he was greatly encouraged at what he saw. He saw that revival had broken out amongst the Gentiles. And then Barnabas did something very peculiar. He sent for a man named Saul. Saul, who had been ravaging the church, he had been persecuting the church. He had been going into homes and tearing people out of them, arresting them, locking them up, causing a great persecution and a mass scattering of believers. But when Saul was on the way to Damascus, he encountered the Lord Jesus Christ. And on that road he was converted. This man who was so wicked and sinful, so full of hatred toward Christ, his life was transformed. And Barnabas sends for this man to come and encourage the church. Now, we have this place, Antioch, which was known as a city of sin, and Saul, who was known as a very wicked man, now coming together to live transformed lives. The man named Saul became the Apostle Paul, and Antioch, which was a place that was known for trade and sin, was now exporting Christianity. In fact, it became the greatest missionary sending church of all history, and Saul, who became Paul, became the greatest missionary of all times. God can save those who are in the most sinful of places. Not only that, but he can transform a community that is in complete darkness and make it a place that is full of ambassadors for his kingdom. Antioch was a place of darkness, but it became a place of light. Don't give up on your city. Don't give up on your nation. Don't give up on anybody who you think is so sinful and is beyond God's grace. No, God receives maximum glory when he changes and transforms these lives. We must always view the most sinful places as the places with the greatest potential, because God's grace is magnified when he transforms and changes such places for his glory.